Did you get my trivia question earlier?
Your what?
Zachary Taylor, President of the United States, died on this date back in 1850. Do you know what political party he was, Zachary Taylor?
No, I don't know.
You got a guess?
Okay.
I'll give you a hint.
He
was the same political party at that time as Abraham Lincoln.
Political party?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I'm for
sounds good. I will keep it out there.
President Gore in 2004.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Sure. Why not? You know.
Okay.
Do you always vote Democrat, incidentally?
I always do, yes.
Yeah, I would guess that.
Well,
so.
You know, I don't...
Would you vote for Hillary, too? I mean, if you had a choice between Hillary and Gore in the Democratic primary, which way would you go?
Well, I'm going to vote for Gore if he runs, and if he doesn't, I hope it's... I'd like to see Dasher win.
That wasn't my question. My question is, you walk into a Democratic primary, you got Gore and you got Hillary on the ballot. Who do you vote for?
Gore and who?
Hillary.
Oh, Hillary.
Ms. Rodham Clinton.
That's not a question. She's not going to run. But I wouldn't vote for Hillary.
But that wasn't my question.
I'd vote for Gore.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Have a good evening now.
Thanks a lot. And Tim on a toll-free. What you want to talk about?
What about a wig?
That is correct. It was the Whig Party. Very good. Excellent.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, I say that because I am a Whig myself, and I'd like to see us make a comeback here. So we haven't really run anybody in a long time, but we used to elect presidents. We were a pretty good party way back when, and so I'd like to see us Whigs make a comeback, and maybe Zachary Taylor can help bring us back from the grave.
Maybe call it the Neo Whigs. I don't know
too much
about Zachary Taylor, but when you said Lincoln, I knew who it was.
Right, Lincoln.
Or what party it was.
Lincoln started as a Whig. And then later became a Republican once the slavery issue just went crazy on people.
Yeah.
But Taylor, when he was in office, this is, if you remember about 10 years ago, I think it was, they actually exhumed Taylor's body because a historian thought that there was a possibility Taylor had been poisoned in the White House. Now, it turned out that after...
I do remember that.
Remember that? Remember when they did
that? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
He died very suddenly from cholera. Back in 1850, and what was significant is that Taylor was part of the anti-slavery faction. So he was supporting what at that time was called the Wilmot Proviso that was going to prohibit slavery in the territories that had been taken during the Mexican War. And of course, the South was totally opposed to that, and it was voted. I think Lincoln was in Congress at the time, actually. He said he voted for the Wilmot Proviso probably 40-something times because it kept coming up and coming up. And Taylor supported it. Well, his replacement, Millard Fillmore, opposed it. And so there was speculation that maybe these slavery forces had gone in and killed Zachary Taylor, actually. But it turned out they didn't find poison at any rate.
What was it definitive, or was it just,
who knows? You know, I think it's interesting, but... as far as I know, it's definitive, so...
It is, well,
yeah.
That is interesting. Yeah, I do remember the exhumation, but I didn't know the results. I've forgotten all about it.
Those were the glory days of the Whig Party.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, I had something, but now that I've listened to that interesting story, it's slipped my mind. But is there something new that happened with the Ballpark Village here recently? She said, I heard you talking about that it's out. I didn't know.
Lamping made an announcement this past week, President of the Cardinals, that they no longer considered the Ballpark Village a necessary part of a new ballpark. He called it ancillary. It's dead. It means it's dead, okay? He's
that
trying to
big profit centers.
That wasn't going to be profitable.
That's what the sales pitch was.
I know. Well, guess what? The sales pitch was based on getting $346 million free dollars from the taxpayers of this state.
Yeah.
And anything can be profitable if the taxpayers give you $340 million. So, basically, it's gone.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
I thought answering that trivia question might get me some free skybox tickets at the new stadium or something.
You know, that new stadium is so unlikely. What the heck? You got them.
All right.
You know, if they build a new stadium in fact, I'll even throw in a luxury apartment in Ballpark Village. How
all
about
right.
That? There you go.
I got it made now.
You are made in shape.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. Good show. Yeah, bye.
Thank you.